The Traveler's Journal, September 27th, in a singular North American city. Montreal is often compared to Paris, sort of an all things French, but without the attitude. That's overstated, but there are decided similarities between the world's two largest French-speaking metropolitan areas. But Montreal has an ambiance that's all its own. A rich, proud, centuries-old Gallic culture, yes, but one firmly rooted in the North American traditions of its hard-working residents. Montreal is pragmatic, but also pervasively polite, with a deep sense of style and an addictive joie de vivre. People you meet are less likely to ask what you do, as in for a living, than what you're doing, as in tonight for fun. Founded in 1642 as a missionary colony, the city was built on Old World piety and New World commerce. Although predominantly French and Catholic, a place that, as Mark Twain observed, it would be hard to throw a brick without splintering stained glass, Montreal has also embraced a wide range of other religions and ethnic groups, giving it an international air. The blend of old-fashioned with fashionable irreverence creates a never-ending parade of charming contrasts. Through numerous economic ups and downs, Montreal's crafted a proud self-reliance, tinged by a strong sense of tradition. Though a city of significant size, it retains the relaxed pace of a patchwork of interconnected urban villages, each with its own characteristics and constituency. Broad avenues, expansive parks, great restaurants, an entrenched cafe culture, and superb shops make it a wonderful place, both for residents and for latter-day boulevardiers. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.
You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.